That was called El Puerto, or The Port, by the Spanish composer Isaac Albéniz, and it was written in 1906. According to the composer, it was about a fiesta day in a southern seaport town of Spain. The next piece was written just a few years later, but it has quite a different sound. It's a dirge by Bartok. Some of you may remember it from last Thursday's Vesper service. Part of the reason that had such a different sound from the first piece was that it had some chords like this. But then it also had some that were like this. I think you might find the next piece even more unpredictable. We're going to leap up to 1948 to a prelude by the Swiss composer Frank Martin. If you try tapping your toe in a steady beat to this piece, you'll have a problem. And I think that's what makes it a bit more unpredictable than either of the first two pieces. Thank you. If you thought that one was a little unpredictable, it's going to get a lot worse. This next piece is called Night Fantasies by Elliot Carter, and it was written in 1980. Elliot Carter is arguably the best American composer of this century, although his music is not well known in large circles yet. If you try to hum along with this piece or tap your toe, you'll be completely at sea. It's difficult to listen to. I'll play just the second half of it, which takes about 15 minutes. And you may find your concentration coming and going. That's fine. It will be appropriate to the idea of the piece, which according to the composer was about that semi-conscious period between waking and sleeping. There's some things you might want to listen for. You can listen to whether it's loud or soft, whether it's sustained or short, whether it's low on the keyboard or high. Any kind of contrast that you can think of, you can listen for those, and sometimes you'll hear more than one of those at a time. Let me give you an example. I'll be playing soft, sustained chords at the same time that I'm playing short, loud notes. That's one of the things he likes to do, is to use these soft chords in the background while these other sort of strange things are going on. Near the end of the piece, you may find that the music will sound like it's getting softer and slower, as if you are finally going to sleep. Then there's a pause, and the final nightmare breaks in, and then the piece is over. I'll be very interested in your reaction to the piece. If you don't like it, that's fine. But in my opinion, it is a good piece and needs to be played. Thank you. Thank you. Looks like I lost a few. To show you how far we've come, I'm going to end with a piece written in 1903 by the Russian composer Alexander Scriabin. It's a sonata in two short movements, played without pause. Thank you. I'd be happy to hear any questions or comments you might have, either now or later in the week. Yes. If my memory serves me correctly, Scriabin was not well received, although he is in the Wagnerian school, and he did take his cues from Chopin. For the turn of the century, his music was considered quite strange, especially the later works. And it's only been in the last, I'd say even 10 years, that pianists have started playing him again. And here, you know, this is 70 years later. But after the Carter, it doesn't sound so weird. Well, not to speak of. Thank you for asking. As a matter of fact, I have a somewhat famous great-uncle who was a composer, Sir Hamilton Hardy, and I've just been doing some research on his out-of-print manuscripts. They were written mostly in the 20s and 30s, and he's sort of the composer end of the family, but no, I haven't done not anything nearly weird, nearly as weird as the Carter. Well, I have a Doctor of Musical Arts from USC in Keyboard Studies. So that involved a lot of history as well as performance and theory and conducting and you name it. Yeah. Oh, well, maybe if you come back a little later, I will. That's, for the time being, that's all I have ready today, because I wanted to make sure people could ask questions. Not that I know of up here. I live in Seattle and we'll be doing some. That's where you live. Yeah. Most of the work that I do is recital, chamber music, rather than concerto work. Part of that is by choice, and part of that is that it's very hard to get into the concerto circuit. So, yes, I'm part-time at PLU, and then I teach in my daughter's Montessori school, and I have some adults. I have all ages. Theo, did you have a question? Well, thank you. Well, as a matter of fact, the piece in the preface, Carter wrote that he wanted the piece to be a contemporary version of Schumann. Some of you may know Schumann's works, how they come and go in spurts. They're rather eccentric, but they're squarely in the 19th century idiom of romanticism. And but Carter wanted to capture this feeling of episodes that interrupt each other and then come back. I thought that was rather interesting that he really, in a way, is old-fashioned for all of the weird sounds that he composes.